Redeem your Ladbrokes on free bet spins or even cash in for real money. That's Ladis Faction from Ladbrokes. And for extra Ladis Faction, here's the T's and C's. Let's rock.
18 plus. Participate in selected promotions to get Ladbrokes.
I'll put a set of three quarter lengths on.
Just in general, unrelated.
You're telling me you can take a bag of McCoy's straight to the dome?
I've got those little chocolate balls all down my chest. Yo.
Why are you two-handing a hot dog then? What's going on there?
They tried to deliver a cock today, but I wasn't in.
Thou shalt not desire thy neighbour's house.
No. That seems a bit weird, doesn't it?
Hello, and welcome back to the 65th Cars Rule Everything Around Me with myself, Edwin, William to my left, and Benjamin to my over there.
Hello.
That's a good over there. That was a good hello there.
Thanks, guys.
I like that. At the beginning of every single Cars Rule Everything Around Me, we answer whether the cars do rule or ruin things around us this week. William, I'm going to start with you.
I'm going to stay ruin.
Stay
no,
ruin?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Ooh, at all.
Never let them know your next
move. Rule because there's no reason to ruin. Range Rover now has CarPlay and what's such in it in the factory unit.
There's a wind in here or something.
Which is amazing. I drove the CL for the first time since before Christmas, so almost a month, and I forgot how good that car is, and that's okay.
But
I drove that car and it confirmed to me Range Rover best car. LV22 best car. Best car.
I like that you bought the CL and then went, nah, I like this. I'm going to get rid of the Range Rover. And the Range Rover just sat there and went, he'll come back.
I might be a little rough right now, but he'll put some money in and he'll be back. But so Dan, who fitted the CarPlay to both the CL and the Range Rover, he had to take the Range Rover so he could do it over the weekend. And he said if he hadn't had that car, he wouldn't have made it home.
Yeah.
He lives up a hill and it was icy. And now he wants to buy it from me.
Also, big shout out to Dan. 12K retrofits.
12K retrofits.
He's done quite a few things on the ML, the Range Rover, the CL.
Taylor's Range Rover
Dan's
as well.
A fantastic man.
He is a fantastic man.
He knows his stuff.
Benjamin. Ruin.
Why is that, mate?
I've not done. Nothing's happened today, has it?
It's weird because your daily driver, which is still the S2000, it's in here today.
It is.
Why is that?
I just thought winter, dry store it, you know,
for a day or two.
No, yesterday, I'll preface this, right? The way that we do TDC is that I often do 1 week where I'm here quite a lot and then a week where I'm editing, so I'm not here as much.
They're the best weeks. Yeah.
So, great. And for me. Last night, you know, I wasn't not looking forward to it, but I knew, you know, it's 4 days of driving back and forth in the S1000. I was like, that's tough. I thought it'll be fine. S1000's great. I drove back from my girlfriend's house last night. You know, it's not a crazy drive. And I got out of the car and I was like, that's a smell. That's an interesting smell. A burning smell.
There is interesting smell.
And I went around the car and I went, nah, that brake's fine. Got the last brake, the rear left, and really quite hot.
Really quite hot. You've just been going really hard into those right-hand
corners. Oh, no, I drove home actually notably gentle.
Okay.
I was feeling quite, you know, just chilled out Sunday evening. So, yeah, that caliper, which...
So we've just done two rear calipers on Ben's S2000 brackets daily.
Yeah. Keen-eyed people who have watched the S2000 video may have noticed that there was one caliper that we really struggled to wear back. Yeah, that's
tough. People often say that the S2000 is the perfect, like, one-car garage. Like, it does all. Yeah.
That rear left brake caliper is the perfect one-sticking caliper.
So, anyway, that's now fixed. Thank you to Edwin. I have thanked about four times now.
That's all right. We did it. We got it done.
But now I have... Because we did the front calipers for the video... And that another means now I have four new calipers.
Crazy.
Freesh.
Ready to go up sale when you get your new daily. For me, it's a big time rule because I've bought a car. I will get onto that shortly, but I was getting antsy. I haven't bought a car in long enough. So I started looking at everything. I looked at on our dealer like platform thing, came up on Friday night, an E63. I don't know. I can't remember what the generation is. It's like a 2010.
2-1.
So it's after the E55 generation. Yeah, I think it's 212.
2211? I can't remember.
212, I think, is right. Yeah. But the pre-facelift one, a 6.2, because we've got our ML63 and it's incredible. And I was like, this is quite cool. And then it said on the thing, there's not much information on these, performance pack, which means it has the diff. And I was like, this is going quite cheap. I want this. So quite ties in quite nicely. Shout out to Car Vertical, this week's sponsor again. As always, shout out for you guys for sponsoring the Cream Podcast. I decided to run a cover check and it was rough.
Is it not good?
Because there's not much information when you're on these dealer auctions because that's what people do. They're just trying to move them on. you know that we see yellow marks?
Yeah.
There's four of those yellow marks.
Wow. Now, one of them is
almost a full house.
Emissions, so kind of normal. Yeah. It's just saying, you know, this guy's
just E63 stuff.
Exactly. Mileage, attention. So, okay. So there was a mileage. Then there was finance out on the car.
There's still finance on it.
There's still finance on the car. Okay, fair. And then finally, there was damage with three different records of damage in 2015, 2024, and 2025.
That's a lot of damagings.
I decided not to bid on that one. Okay. So shout out Car Vertical. Thank you very much for saving me on that one. If you guys want to buy a car, van, or even a motorbike, run our code, which is CREAM, C-R-E-A-M. The next time that you're running a Car Vertical check, you will save yourself 20% or what such the next time you're doing it. So save yourself some money and support CREAM while you're doing it.
And that's two out of three now. Save me from a bad daily.
Yeah, will.
Saved you from a bad daily.
I mean, I've been saved in the past by Car Vertical, but it will save me in the future for sure.
But in 2026. It is a lifesaver.
2026, yeah. I'm hoping.
What it did more so for me, though, was it meant that I had time on Sunday. Well, I didn't have a car. I wasn't excited. So I finally managed to make a deal work with a guy I've been speaking to for weeks, and I bought a Clio 172 exclusive.
It's back.
It's with Clio's
Renault are back. Sport is back.
Clio's are back, baby. I've wanted one of these for a long time. If you don't know, so Clio 172s, 182s, like what Will and Ben both had, those are Mark II Clios, Phase 2. There's a weird thing with that, with different manufacturers in different countries call generations different things. So a Golf is a Mark.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before. You would only refer to it as a Mark IV Golf, Mark V Golf, but it's a Phase 1 and Phase 2 Clio. So the ones that you guys had are Phase 2s. The one I've bought is a Phase 1. It's the early, derpy-looking, stupid Phase 1.
Roundier.
But they made, only for the UK and only for a certain year, a exclusive edition, 172 made, and they're all in green. And we don't need to talk about the spec any more than that. It's just green.
What colour is it inside?
It's a colour. It is a colour.
Nice.
It's grey leather.
It is grey leather.
And it's really grey.
It's grey leather?
Yeah.
I haven't actually seen it.
It's actually technically the only way you can get full leather in a Clio.
But why would you want...
Yeah, it's grey though. Horrible. It's bad. It's
actually like a light grey or a dark grey?
A light grey. Oh, it's mushroom is what they call it. Tough. But I've always liked them. They're really cool. They're really rare to find. I've been looking for years. My girlfriend actually wanted one before the Abarth. So this one came up for quite cheap anyway. It was 1,900 quid. It was a guy that knows, he collects them. He's me with E36s with those.
Nice.
He was like, yeah, it comes up and I have to buy it.
And I was like, God wills it.
And I was like, why? And he went, I don't know, man. I just got to do it.
There's a message from above and I have to.
Something in the water or something. I don't know. So he said, I'm clearing out some. Would you like number 139? He said, I have number 172.
That's
the final one made.
Yeah.
Wow.
I said, where's one? He said, someone on press crashed it when it was new. So that's gone.
Wow.
So yeah, I bought 139. It needs belts. It's my daily.
And that's easy.
And it doesn't start. So I'm excited for that.
You're not in that today?
What's that?
It's here, right?
It's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not driving it.
You're not driving it.
It doesn't.
Now, that's like, Phase 1's like the purists.
Yeah.
Because no ABS?
Only in the cups as well. I thought that as well, but no, mine does. It has ABS and AC and stuff.
Ooh.
So they do have everything.
Traction? Okay, but you do have cable throttle?
I think it doesn't have traction.
Wow.
I can't remember. I don't even know that about my own car.
You have a cable throttle?
I have a cable throttle. Which is much like the 996 3.4, early cable car.
I mean, we're thinking too far ahead here. ITBs is far easier.
Yes.
Because when you put ITBs in a Phase 2, you need a Phase 1 throttle.
Exactly. So you might
I have to. It doesn't start, so I put ITBs on it.
So there will be a video on that in the coming weeks of trying to get that car going, doing a couple of mods and enjoying it and what such. So I'm very excited. It'll be in the background probably next week.
Just having a Clio present is...
It feels right.
Has again. Ignited something in me, and I'm looking around. Just hoping that a Clio will appear.
That's what's been missing.
I'm now desperate. I want my car back.
It has to be, but...
It feels like we're back at TDC's peak again.
But there is a rule with the three of us where not all three of us can have a Clio. Because you two had one and I was like, I need to get one.
True.
I didn't buy one. But Will might buy one now, but you won't.
I'm not buying one, no. So I think Will should.
But I'll sell mine and then you'll go, I should buy a Clio.
Yeah.
There's a law where it can't...
But I think, well, Ben...
I would really like
Ben
one.
Has bigger
a black,
fish to
a black
throw.
Gold.
Black gold with white wheels.
Now here's
that's
now,
a, really it's a really horrible spec.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
Never seen that.
I've seen one that like that.
Now here's a funny thing. My old 182 belongs to our friend Evian. I messaged him because he 3D printed up a phone holder for his, which is cool. Forgetting that mine's completely different. I can't have it. But I was thinking, what if before my plan was if Evian sold his one, I'd buy it.
Yeah.
It's mine. But now what happens?
Yeah.
I can't buy that too. So Ben has to buy it. And it's a black gold car.
I would like a black, but I just don't want to do another Clio.
So you're weak.
Yeah, I am.
You're so boring. You are boring.
Well, sorry, have you seen my daily?
Yeah,
well, that's
yeah,
not exactly. boring, is it? That's an interesting
thing. True. Actually, Ben's the coolest person of all of us.
Yeah. I saw a Top Gear review spec 182 in Tesco's car. I was in a car.
That's a great name.
I saw it. I was like, you know, you drive around a car park and trying to find a space, and then made a beeline for this Clio. My girlfriend's like, why are we parking this far away? I'm like, but look at the Clio. I had to park like a space over from him so he can see.
I'm not
giving him space.
Trying to get too close.
It was a racing blue cup. With I think stripes. It was a cup anyway, with the stripes, which I'm not keen on, but I could, and it had the original, it was all this normal, standard car with a child seat in the back, I believe.
Wow, they can't drive, why are they in there?
Yeah, no.
In the back?
But so, oh man.
That's where you put children, no?
But in a three-door car, that's kind of hard to manoeuvre.
Well, it might be like an adult in the front.
Yeah, but I'm saying that it's still difficult to get, anyway.
Yeah.
Child seat.
Shall we move on to things?
It's a rule for me, let's move on to anecdotes. Things,
that's a rule.
No,
Ben's
always ruined. Yeah, but you're always ruined.
Yeah, because nothing ever goes right in the land of cars.
Your world is just miserable.
Yeah. Do you know what? If I get a daily, I'll come back with a ruin. A ruin.
You know what? I might even say that like cars ruin everything around you.
Yeah, they do.
But like permanently.
They actually do ruin it. Well, yeah. No, I went on a streak of rules and I've been on a streak of ruins.
Do you know what I'd quite like to see? Now, Alex Laver, if you're watching this, or any other nerd,
I've been
can someone go through every single podcast up until now? I want a tally of where we're at.
Quite easy as well, because it's only in the first few minutes.
You haven't even got to watch it. You haven't even got to care.
But get
AI to do it.
Yeah, say, that'll get it right.
What do they say? It's going to say, he chose every week that he was in Framboos.
It'll say, here is the Behind the Glass podcast. Yeah. Nope, not that at all. First thing and stuff, it's Ben.
Hi.
And it's with news. So
no way.
Could be an interesting one. The Ram TRX is back.
It's back and it has more power.
Now, what is it?
Ram TRX. A Ram TRX is a Dodge Ram, which is a big old truck. A truck. And I don't know what size category it is in the US. Medium size?
I think 1500 is where they start their numbering system on it. So that's, it's like an F-150.
It's their small to medium sized truck, right? Well, so to us, that's like a sort of
Jesus Christ.
A block of flats.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And there is the TRX, which
they were going to get rid of the V8 from it. That was the whole thing, right? It was the Ram that they said we're getting rid of.
SRT. Yeah, Hemi V8, right? That's the thing. And basically, it's just it's like a 700 horsepower truck. It's silly, it's loud.
Because it's Hellcat engine, right? Yeah.
And it's got a bit of...
Now, you told me that...
That wasn't really... That wasn't supercharged noise.
Can I get one?
No.
Doom.
I'm not doing it.
Go on. We did it.
Well, Ben didn't do it that well.
It's
a supercharged V8, which they said dead... Because V8s aren't loud anymore. Yeah. And then rid of them.
Then no one bought anything. So they went, you know what? That old and then they V8, bring that back.
Where are we selling these? America. And you're telling me they want the V8s. Sorry, we got that wrong. We messed it up. Wrong way around.
And so someone told me that TRX means T-Rex.
Yes, that were it because it's an ape. It can eat a raptor is what the original joke was.
Because there's an F-150 raptor.
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What I mean. But it's not comparing it to a Ranger, is it? Otherwise,
No. It came from the F-150 Raptor that came out first, and then Dodge went, all right, we'll one-up you. We'll have
a sort of naming system, isn't it?
It's coming back later this year. It's now 777 horsepower, which is kind of silly for a truck, but cool.
True.
And it makes me happy because it means nature is healing.
But who's buying it?
I think a lot of people are buying it. Yeah.
Also, Mexican cartels love them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like really love them.
Really getting away.
Like if they disappear from your driveway in Texas. Now, what I really like, do you know, I don't know if you've seen this, they don't make, maybe they do in 27, they don't make a single cab TRX, right?
I don't think so. I wouldn't want that.
Well, people make them and they're so dumb. I'm going to show you something. Look how ridiculous this thing is. Right? Describe that.
That's so silly.
So that looks like a stubby, well, it's a shortened Ram.
Yeah. So Cletus built one as well. So that's been like very, very shortened. This is like a more normal one. But that's a mega short wheelbase, shortest truck as you can get with the 700 horsepower.
I bet it does skids.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Pickup trucks do skids.
I'm not sure if we know that. We have to do some research.
We'd have to check.
We'd certainly endeavour to find out.
If you could lend us a car, we'd check that out for you.
We will certainly, on a snowy day.
If everyone's just sort of listening on the day this comes out, just tune in tomorrow evening and you might find
yeah,
out.
You might see why.
Next up, Edwin, you put in here Manny Fresh.
Manny Fresh. Benjamin, okay. Who is Manny Fresh?
Literally not a clue.
You, not at all.
How, what sort of size is his house?
How do you, if his house was a size?
Well, I'd assume from context, big.
Well,
yeah.
Just
but like how big?
Like,
very?
No, real big.
Like, yeah, really big. Yeah.
Manny Fresh is a man. He was a rapper. Is a rapper. No, maybe. Not maybe dead? Still makes. No, he's not dead. Oh, he's okay, definitely not dead. But he made some of the most iconic songs for people of our generation. Mm. He made House Real Big, which was in Midnight Club 3. But he was also in a group called Big Time. Big Timers? Sorry. Was it Big Timers?
That's the donut, guys.
No, big time.
Big time.
Which was Birdman. Which was Birdman and Big Time was an American hip hop duo of Manny Fresh and where is he?
Job.
No, it is Birdman and Manny Fresh. That's
okay. Right. Just but a duo.
He's the one back in the day where they had the video of the Diablo spinning around. You remember? There's lots of very cool cars that Manny Fresh and Birdman were about.
Possibly.
The reason I bring this to your door today is that I was on Instagram and it was a video and it was Manny Fresh was being interviewed by some people. They were just talking and they said, what's in the background of, where are you at right now? He said, oh, I'm just in my garage. And so they said, all right, give us a quick tour of your garage. I'm going to tell you what is in the background of his garage. First things first, he has, and he calls it a clown shoe, a Z3M coupe.
Wow.
Next to it, a second gen NSX, like a 2015 NSX.
Well, a new
NSX. Next to that, an S14 kooky Sylvia, right? Above that, where is it? Oh, just behind it, a Corvette Stingray times two, like a split window looking. I thought he said they're not split windows. Then next to it, a 993 911, and it has turbo arches. But I think it might be like a C4X. Mm. But it's, and when I say this, all of them are modified on like car people wheels.
Yeah.
Not just sitting like under a sheet. They're modified.
So he was getting through the rap music just to get the
cars.
Freedom to modify.
Next to it, a 488.
Nice.
And then I believe above it is a Roma of some sort, which is a little bit.
That's getting worse.
Not so great. And then behind it, he's like, I've got a 992 Vert. And then an whatever the new one is, Ben, what's the new one?
L460.
L460, yeah.
Yeah, an L460 on some big boy wheels. Manny Fresh, man. I was familiar with your game.
Car's real big.
But I wasn't that familiar with your game.
Mm. Well, his house must be real big to fit the cars.
Can we get Manny Fresh?
Now, this is the end goal. We need Manny Fresh on the podcast now because I want Manny Fresh to be sitting here, probably there's smoke in the air, and him going, I prefer the C4S arches on the 993.
Yeah. So I went for like an ET30 over,
That's our kind of celebrity. That's so cool.
Where's he from? Is he English? American?
Yeah, he's American.
I don't know.
Yes. But you know what? Just go listen to a Manny Fresh song in celebration.
Ben, can you please listen to Manny Fresh on the way home? Is that possible?
House Real Big.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you don't feel something when you hear it, when you hear it.
I don't know. I haven't heard
when
it.
You start, you don't start going...
My question is, Ben, is that a fish tank, bruh, in the middle of the dash?
Yeah. And then, like, just a printed out.
Yeah, Pim. But don't put your fingers on my glass.
What would that mean?
There's a fish tank in his car.
An actual fish tank.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so impractical.
But in reality, it was a printed out A4 piece of paper with a fish on it.
Okay.
Not a joke.
I don't understand.
So, yeah, just a little bit of pop culture there.
Yeah.
Just to add.
We want to do MTV Cribs. Funnily enough, when I used to watch MTV Cribs back in the day,
rest in peace,
MTV. Skip. Where they go, here's my fridge. Yeah. I don't care. Here's my dog. Don't care. Where are the cars?
Escalate.
And when they didn't do the cars, I was so upset.
Yeah.
But when they did the cars, but we can bring it back.
I'm
going to do TDC Cribs.
Do you know what? If there is a MTV producer or someone, some form of producer, I'll dress up like Exhibit.
Oh, I'm happy
to do that. It would end up looking like Tim Westwood, which is tough. Yeah. But you know what? MTV Cribs, but new.
I'll put a set of 3/4 lengths on.
Just in general, unrelated. Ben on a cold Tuesday.
MTV producer, I'm not doing that. That sounds dreadful. Edwin, another one from you. Flat bottom steering wheel conspiracy.
I have a conspiracy.
Okay.
We've been carring. Now, I was in the Mustang, and this is simulation only. I'm on simulation at this point. No one would do this. eating while you're driving.
Yep.
The old knee connects with that bottom of the steering wheel lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just, you know, not on a country road.
No.
But when it's just pretty simple.
Not a Spa.
No. Yeah, coming through over it. No, he's hit the wall. You can use that knee to great effect to hold that wheel straight while you perhaps munching on your double sausage rolls.
Is that what you were having?
No, allegedly. I would never have anything.
What were you having allegedly?
I wouldn't. Packet crisps.
Really?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
But allegedly you were having a packet.
Allegedly.
But that's not a good thing to eat in the car because it is because you can go one-handed with it. You can just tip it in your mouth. You haven't got then.
What are you talking about?
But crisps are, what are you talking about? Could be
you're telling me you can take a bag of McCoy's straight to the dome?
It's a paracetamol.
No.
Just
obviously,
tipping a whole bag of crisps in.
It involves a crunch or two in your hand.
It opens the gullet. It just opens the gullet.
Sorry, did you
and the
just
whole
say
bag.
Crunch? You're grabbing crisps from the packet.
You're
crunching them like a Weetabix.
I think what you're saying is he's crunching them in the bag.
Yeah, crunch the bag up and then tip them in your mouth.
That's dumb.
That's crazy.
That's stupid.
No, that's like blending your food. That's
it's like crushing a crisp.
Baby
up.
Food.
No, it's not.
But then you don't get
the
full.
Water
but then,
no,
but when you eat a crisp, you want to eat the whole crisp.
Yeah,
I don't want to eat crumbs. I don't want it to feel like my crisp has been battered.
Yeah.
Well, technically, you'd have a higher surface area of flavour, wouldn't you?
No, because the flavours...
It would mix up into a higher surface area of flavour. That's why fries are better than chips. It's a fact.
No, but that doesn't make sense because the flavour is contained within the bag. No matter how much you crunch them up, the flavour will always remain.
It would disperse nicely.
In any event, it would probably rub off on the outside of the bag as you're crunching them up.
Are you telling me when you finish a packet of crisps that you haven't crunched up, you just see flavour at the bottom?
No, because I'm not stupid like
Ben looks down there and goes, I wish I could get that.
You
No. This is look,
one-handed.
Big flat bottom steering wheel is getting in the way. They're trying to stop us talking about this.
So as in you can't drive autonomously.
A flat bottom steering wheel does not allow you to use the old knee.
But what does allow it is lane assist. Temporarily.
Yeah, absolutely.
Temporarily, theoretically.
Of course.
Because it doesn't know immediately.
No,
that you've let
it gives
go of
you
steering
like 7 to 8 seconds.
Yeah, and I reckon I could do like a whole yogurt in that time.
You're eating yogurt in the car?
No, I'm saying I reckon I could.
Like
in the time it takes for me to let go of the wheel. Okay. I mean, again, I'm not on a country road because it's not doing that. It's not autonomous stuff. But just
and you
keeping
wouldn't
me in a lane.
You wouldn't.
And I wouldn't because it's dangerous and it's just silly. But I reckon gave me an open yogurt.
Like a petit filou?
No, like a Muller Corner.
What?
Then you've got to pour the
premix. Because the worst part, the longest part about that is the lid gets messed. Not the lid, the cover.
Yeah, you've got to lick the lid.
Yeah, and I'm not doing that.
You're not doing that?
I ain't doing all that. So if that could be provided to me open, I'm necking a real yogurt quick time.
My issue would be that I really...
Before the car could go, put your hands back on the wheel, I'd say, doesn't matter. I've had my yogurt now, haven't I?
Doesn't matter. And then it cuts back to you covered with yogurt all over your face.
I've got those little... chocolate balls all down my chest. Okay, great. That's
so, what are you saying?
My issue is that I don't like yogurt.
Unrelated. Completely unrelated.
I couldn't eat yogurt in the car because I don't like yogurt. I gag.
Yeah, but what do you reckon? What's wrong with you?
Yogurt makes you gag.
I don't like yogurt. It's
on this
disgusting.
Car podcast.
It tastes horrible.
Yogurt?
Yeah, I don't like yogurt.
Ben. One of the greatest the gifts.
The cow is there. Now, my question to you, Ben, is A, you an interesting critter, bro. Number two, what could you eat then? In the time that it takes for the car to go, Sarah.
Slice of pizza.
Whole slice.
Yeah, easy.
And what?
It's like 3 bites.
How big is it?
What are you talking about?
How
one
big
of those,
is pizza, though?
Are you finishing the crust?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good. But then in that case, I've got to see this.
I'm doing I'm folding it like, it comes as a triangle.
Yeah, you fold it in half.
I'm folding it up and I'm getting that little end bit that's usually quite thin. I'm flicking it back over.
Okay. So you're going for quite a sloppy pizza.
So you've got tomato,
all up the headliner.
Tomato base, just like...
I didn't say it was...
Flung up the headliner.
You said what
I'd eat. I didn't say there wouldn't be, wouldn't be casualties.
He's doing it in the S2000, so he's got no roof.
I know I could do. Easily a Costco hot dog.
A whole glizzy.
With no onions. If I had onions, it would be difficult.
But hold on. We're talking about things that need two hands. Why are you two-handing a hot dog, Ben? What's going on there? He's got two hands on the hot dog. Come on, brother.
I didn't visualise that.
And he's giving it the twisty thing.
There is a big conspiracy by flat-bottom steering wheels that are to stop you from driving while eating.
I like flat-bottom steering wheels.
I do as well.
There's something about, and people say they hate it, but I like it. There's something about maneuvering with it that when you pull the flat bit, it feels like you can rip that MF right around.
Now it's not as nice for sliding, I will say that.
Okay,
a note square is round. Not the word, round circle, that's the one I'm looking for, it slides nicely through. Mm. It's a bit annoying having to catch on, yeah, on the wrong bit.
Was there a bump in the road here? Yeah. Oh, dear. Yeah, but, no, I quite like a flat. Like when it's a top flop and bottom.
What was it we drove the other day that had a flat top? Something had a flat top steering wheel and it was ridiculous. Why? What's the point in that?
Lots of, you know, those like crappy Peugeot wheels.
It was something old though. Can't remember what it was. Someone will know in the comments.
Someone will know something about something at all. It was like mildly square.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of like square.
Me.
Like rectangular, really. Yeah. It's because a square wheel would be actually mental.
You know what? I kind of like to see that. But like leather wrapped. So yeah, it's not like, it's not sharp, but it's a quite square, obvious 90 degree
like
point.
Square.
Yeah.
Or like an actual cube. This is an actual cube wheel.
Ben's lost in the gameplay.
No.
I've never driven a car with a flat bottom.
Okay.
I've never really done a skid.
I think you have.
You've never done a skid?
No.
I think that's true.
Oh, that's weird. Should we talk about that?
Can you please talk about that?
No!
We're talking about
it. It's never going
to
happen.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's a new year. Let's talk about it.
Are we going to save it for the first live Cream podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, no, Ben's saying that to push it away.
I know.
We'll get to an hour before the first ever Cream live podcast.
I'm not talking about that, by the way.
Hundreds of thousands of people were waiting in the crowd. like, we came here for this. And then Ben will go, I'm not talking about
it. No, I'll talk about it on live. I've already spoken about it at the event.
We want to talk about your little ballerina move.
And Ben's going to go, it's for retention. We'll keep them there for the next one.
They'll come to the event in 2030.
No, if we do an event, I'll talk about it. That's my deal too.
Cool, sure.
All right, fine.
I spoke about it at the event that we did.
Yeah, there were
four people there, mate.
No more than that.
God, six.
Almost double figures. Ben.
Hi.
Big news from you. This is big. Because last week it was looking like another L for your tally, which we'll also talk about soon.
Oh, we haven't had it.
Ben's got something to add.
Have I?
You said to me you had.
It was the brake calipers.
Yeah.
I'm just going to add that on there.
But you had your lot of torches on.
All right, 50-year-old man. Jesus Christ.
You had a major issue with ULEZ.
Yeah.
And you sent us a photo that evening that... It should have concerned me, but it made me laugh.
I forgot about this. I'm going to pull it up. It was a rough one to see.
Can you not put it up?
Oh, because
it has all my personal details on it.
You know what, Ben? Fair enough on that one. Yeah. What I will do is I will describe the photo.
One thing I didn't tell you, because I actually listened to the podcast back, and you actually did ask me how many PCNs I received, and I never actually answered the question. Would you let us know?
Well, in this photo, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, but they are different colours, which means some were more expensive than others.
No, it just means they ran out of, I think, ink in the printer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they are separate. I think I looked further up, and I think there's 6 or 7 there.
There's 5 physical ones and I've been issued a 6th that I haven't received yet.
Which would mean how much money?
Well, okay, if I didn't pay it in 14 days, it's 120 plus, £129 times 5. No, sorry, times 7.
It's £129 for the fine. I thought you said it was £69.
It is if you pay it within 14 days. Let's say top end, it could be that.
But because Ben was fighting it, he had gone past that time.
No, because it goes on hold the second you...
lowest, you'd be at £414 in fines.
And that's at £69 each?
Yeah.
And what would it be if it was...
With double rate? Is it not?
828. Is that right?
So it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money to just drive into a city around. That you sort of...
You live in.
Anyway, there's been an update. Because I came home from that podcast and I got home and in almost a... Because I'd actually at that point only received three. So I was like, all right, cool. You know, it's not the end of the world. And I went back. The second I got the first one, I went back and there was like one from 4 days before I'd been into town. I was like, I paid that. So you can pay it a week after you've been in. So I was like, cool. I think I'm out of the woods. I got home from that podcast. So just, I looked in my letterbox and it was just 3 brown envelopes. And I was like, it was like 11:30 PM. And I was in my kitchen just like, oh, what is going on in my life? Anyway, I took that personally.
Okay.
So what I did was I booted up, and I know the creamers don't like it, but I booted up ChatGPT. I'm going to admit it. And I said, what's going on?
It necked a few litres of water and said,
you may not like it, but in this scenario, it actually really helped me. And I said, here's a situation, mate. And he went, hey, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Did he hit you with, man, that's a real tough one. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, let's just keep it straight to the point. And then you went, So I was like, okay, how do I make my car ULEZ? And it turns out...
go buy another car, mate.
It turns out you can do that.
Yes.
So I will explain for the creamers that don't know, because there could be many people listening who might be able to do this. So in the UK, I explained last week, we have Euro ratings. Usually for you, Les, it's year four. That's any car built from the 1st January 2026.
Everyone, whoa, shit.
2006 onwards, everything had to be year four. There are some cars before that that were year four, but when the S2000 was made, I'm pretty sure year four didn't exist.
Yes.
So when Honda type approved the car,
it was for Euro 3.
It could
3.
Only be Euro 3 because Euro 4 didn't exist. However, on your V5, it will say, if you open it up, on the first page inside, it will have your actual emissions.
Mm-hmm.
And what I discovered was that ULEZ zones, or clean air zones in this country, you'd think it would be CO2 emissions, right? Because that's the classic one they give you. It's actually only nitrous oxide.
NOx emissions.
That's it. Nothing else matters. You could be putting out 28 grams of CO2 every mile you drive, and it doesn't matter. Now, the threshold for Euro 4 is 0.08 grams per kilometer.
Right.
Number. S2000, 0.075.
Lovely.
So I got on the blower and I said, right, come here, you. And I messaged...
And then what you actually said was, excuse me, I just wanted to see... I've been driving into Bristol.
I messaged the DVLA. I messaged the
clean
I contested it. I messaged the clean air zone people. I messaged Honda for a certificate that proves that.
Yep.
And anyway...
A cock.
A cock is on the way. Actually, a cock.
They tried Ben's got a cock on the way.
They tried to deliver a cock today, but I wasn't in.
You know what that is? It's a certificate of conformity.
Yeah. Ah, cook.
And so anyway, what I then found out was that you can basically, you can contact DVLA, and the DVLA will make the car by the VIN ULEZ compliant.
Yeah.
So anyone who now buys a car in the future, it will be ULEZ.
It will stay for
them. But if you want to be easy, you can just message the clean air zone people, who, to be fair to them, respond very quickly, and they will make your plate ULEZ. So
interesting.
If I take the plate off this car and put the original plate back on, the car will not be ULEZ anymore, but
you just have
the
to contact them again.
Problem.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No, I'm saying not for you, as in that makes sense. That's dumb.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Oh, if you take that plate off, you're getting fined again.
Yeah, so it is now basically on their system as completely ULEZ free. So now when I drove into Bristol on Saturday, fine.
Now, how sad were you for a while?
I wasn't that sad because I only really ever go in to Bristol if I'm like with my girlfriend or something, and her car is ULEZ, so we can just go in that. But it's a bit annoying to...
No, but I mean the fines. When you saw the fines racking up and you thought, these could keep coming.
Do you know what's annoying about it? Do you know what actually really annoyed me? Is that it takes them a month to process. So if you go into ULEZ zone tonight, you will not get your fine until February.
Yeah.
So my issue was that I genuinely didn't know. It was an actual mistake. And that I then was just sitting there waiting for fines to come through. No idea how many days I've been in there.
Yeah.
Turns out it was six.
Now, did you like the support that you got from your colleague when you put in, I'm just looking at it now, you put in all six. And do you know what Will's response was? Just 1 minute later.
Yeah, what's that?
Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, that's it. Classic.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
It was good.
Because it was just spoke about that evening. Came home, all of a sudden, eight fines. What a wonderful day. It all is quite dumb, all the ULEZ stuff. I don't know how it's not up to date. I remember even the London one, which I guess it'll be run separately, that on my old, it was the GTR, I think, I put my private plate on it. 2 weeks later, I drove into London and it went, and because it didn't know that the car had changed over, even though everything else had, obviously the DVLA, if you type that number plate in, it would say, that's an Nissan GTR on that plate. Everything else did. Their system doesn't update. So it saw a car on W11 GCC, same as what I got on the Range Rover, and it saw it not assigned to any car. So it automatically said, well, it's not assigned to a car, we can't see it, so we just send the fine out. So I got sent a fine. I was like, no, my car is...
It's literally registered.
And I had to contact them and say, no, it's registered to this car weeks before you sent this. And they were like, yeah, but it's not registered to it, is it? Dumb. Like the dumbest... naffest, shittest system. You getting all this money, bro.
Yeah,
and you can't even make a system that updates like after however long.
Auto pay. Why can't I have a system where I go on not anywhere but London. In the rest of the country, you can't just have a portal where you go on.
I thought they lived in Birmingham.
I don't think they've created portals yet.
but like an online thing where you put.
Why can't I just drive through that wall and be where I need to go?
Because the annoying thing is that they won't tell you. You can't go on like a portal where it says, "Hey man, you went into the ULEZ zone this day. You owe us like, and it's all in the last week, and you have to pay us, right?" It just goes. You basically just blind pay them and hope you didn't get a fine. There's no one that ever says, "Hey man, just letting you know that you did go in at that point and you paid the fine." Also, if I pay it for today, I don't go in. I'm not gonna go, oh, you didn't go in the ULEZ zone. It's ridiculous.
I don't. It makes it feel even more like a scam.
Yeah.
Airport parking's like that.
Oh, ridiculous.
I think I don't know if I said this before, but driving into Stansted and it was like, yeah, no, you can't pay for parking now, But you can't pay for it beforehand. You have to tell me when you've been. And then after you've been there, it says, what time did you go?
Yeah. What do you mean, what time did I go? I was driving.
Taxi drivers. So about 10, 10.05, 10.09, 10.15.
But it's like, you can't have been there for more than 7 minutes or whatever it is. After that, the price doubles or whatever it is, goes into £1 million. But it's like, well, what if I lie? But do they know?
Yeah.
And what if I lie and they go, no, you were there for 8 minutes. Why didn't you tell me that then? Why don't I put my plate in? It goes, you owe me £8.60 for the 3 seconds you were there. Stupid.
Also, so I have all these PCNs, right? And each one has a different code. And what you should say to them is you should email their thing and say, I have this list. Here's the evidence. It's now you, Les. Cancel them.
Get rid of them.
You can't do that. You have to do one by one, contest each individual one with the same reasoning. And do you know what their response time is?
What's that?
56 days.
Whoa.
56 days.
Which by the time, if you haven't got it right, it will now cost you £74 billion if you have to pay the fine.
I would assume that...
It would pause.
It goes on... But still, like, 56... I said to the guy on the phone, I was like, I can test this on December 19th. When am I going to hear back? He went, well, I mean, you're only like 3 weeks in, so...
Oh, sounds like my internet with GigaClick. Clowns, if you work for them. Brackets, it's been 4 months.
But so you're in the clear.
No, we're all happy. So, we're all fine.
And the S2000 is in the clear for the future.
I haven't had confirmation that the PCNs have been cancelled, but, you know, they better be.
That's good, though, because it means your daily and your weekend cards are now you, Les.
And you've saved some money.
It's true, that is. Yeah.
You've saved some money too, Ben.
Well, so also,
that's a couple hundred quid in the daily pot. A
couple of hundred quid on the brake carper pot, you know.
Oh, no, true. Right, what have we got next?
We've got another one from Ben. This is, we've got a stream of Ben coming.
Oh, don't like to hear that.
Not I don't like to hear that at all. Bugatti Tourbillon cold weather testing. Is this the... I saw Matej Rimac
talk
posting.
About billionaires.
Right, let's go.
Matej Rimac.
Yep.
And Christian von Koenigsegg.
Is he a billionaire, do we reckon?
Probably not.
Okay.
To me, he is.
He's probably doing a bit better than we are.
Number one, this is the new Bugatti Tourbillon.
Yeah.
Same name. They're doing cold weather testing. But,
no,
you know,
they're not, are they?
Yeah,
no way.
People are listening, aren't they?
Yeah, that's fair. I understand.
Podcast. And on the screen right now, we're seeing basically a tourbillon doing big slides around, I don't know, car park or something. Who would you think is driving that? You think it's a test driver, you know, the people doing Matej Rimac.
I love that.
He's just out testing the car.
Yeah.
Here he is.
Which is, okay. Now, the thing I was thinking about this is that you take even like Ferdinand Piëch.
Mm.
Okay, he knows what he wants from the luxury car, but he's not about that life, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Matej Rimac, he's driving around in a Carrera GT. He's driving around in an SLR. He can feel and work out what he does and doesn't want from a supercar. So it's probably quite good that he's doing it and going, this isn't good. Change this. Do this.
But make it better.
As like a brand, I think that's some of the best marketing you can do. I don't know if it is marketing. I think it actually is what he's doing. But the other one is Christian von Koenigsegg. I follow him on Instagram, and he was coming back from seeing family or something in Sweden. He drove 7 hours in the snow. Back to his house. What did he take? A Regera.
Mm.
And he I'm going to smash out a 7 hour drive. And that's me. I would believe that your product is better if you did that because you're an actual CEO making something that you're using and you're using it to do silly things.
Good. Well, easier though for him if he can go, that's broken. Mate, can you just make me this part for this car? Whereas if you're a customer and you're in Belize and you go, I've broken that. I can't get a new one.
But what I mean, imagine all
and Christian Montgomery goes, well, I drove it for 7 hours.
So why did you break it?
Yeah,
but all the traditional like CEOs of these big car companies who aren't doing that, they're not even interested in the tourbillon doing weather testing.
You know what's cool? And I saw this from Doug, man like Doug DeMuro.
Yeah, big Doug.
We saw him.
On his podcast. We did see him at distance. Yeah, we didn't meet him there this week because we were pansies.
Not wearing shoes.
He was wearing shoes. like some kind of monk. I think that might have been the most off-putting bit. It's really? Like, that's Doug DeMuro. And you go, he's not wearing shoes.
He got out of his Lamborghini Countach in a lay-by on a 17-mile drive just wearing socks.
No, I laughed.
I think even barefoot would be more acceptable.
Yeah, yes. socks.
Like you're at home.
Also, because they're quite sandy car parks.
Yeah.
So you're then going to have to then get sand all over your car and
bro's
your toes.
Just padding around. Sorry, carry on.
Anyway, so he was on his podcast, and I don't know what it's called. It's called Doug DeMuro's podcast.
It's called Cars and Dugs.
That's the one, Dugs and Cars, Dugging for Gold. And he was... Hey, we're talking about the reliability thing on Koenigseggs and that people are going, my Koenigseggs broke down.
The car pod is what it's called, by the way.
There we go, podcast. But he was saying... Yeah. Shout out. Okay. They're unreliable, whatever, cool. But that is the only car brand where the creator is alive. You can buy a Koenigsegg from Koenigsegg. Yeah. It's like back in...
Well, and Horatio.
Pagani.
Yeah, I guess that one. But I was saying...
Whoa, hold on, am I dead?
But there's not, like, Rimac's not the same.
No, that's not his thing.
Bugatti's not his thing. Well, I guess the electric Rimac is, but it's not the same.
He's the founder.
But in terms of the really special stuff, Pagani and Koenigsegg, they're the only ones you can go to the guy and go, I'm buying it. It's like buying it from Enzo Ferrari, from Lamborghini, which you can't do anymore because they're all bigger now.
Meanwhile, going to buy a TVR from Trevor back in the day?
Yeah, it's broke.
To succeed in the future of work, forward thinkers use AI to deliver measurable results. Workday is the AI platform for HR and finance that frees you from the mundane so you can focus on more meaningful work. Workday, moving business forever forward.
I know.
I also don't think that's the only reason you can't buy a Ferrari from Enzo Ferrari is because the company's too big.
What do you mean?
That's the one, yeah. Will said...
Mate, I've been ringing...
You can't buy it from Ferrari because they're bigger now, aren't they?
I've been ringing this guy all day, he won't pick up the phone. What's wrong with this guy?
No, it's because he's dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's it's not the same... anymore, partly because of that.
Also, and like Koenigsegg just doing, you know, it's the new Jesko Absolute, and he's just doing donuts just on his just on an airfield, and he's like, yeah, it's good. But, I mean, you didn't test anything doing that.
End goal cream guest is CVK.
Dr. Miro.
And Dr. Miro, absolutely.
But he must not be wearing shoes.
And the I promise the first question we'll ask is why doesn't he wear shoes in the contest?
I think it's because he's too tall.
I know, but I'm still going to ask it.
Well, those just a few inches is not enough.
I think so.
If it's for, like me, that if you got long feet, and you know what they say about long feet, can't drive a Countach.
You can't drive certain cars.
Just can't.
Next thing I put in, which I actually meant to talk about last week, because it's kind of old now, is the 412 resto mod.
Yes.
Now, I will say, not the biggest fan of the 412. No. It's minging.
So what is it?
Do you know what? I actually think it looks... I don't like the brown beige looking thing. It looks kind of cool.
What are we looking at?
That is a Ferrari 412, which is the four-seater Ferrari from the
70s and 80s, I want to say.
Which is not that well-loved, I'll be honest. Even though it is a V12 Ferrari.
And not only a V12, it's a Colombo V12, which is the same engine that was in the 250 GTO, all that sort of, like, the most special Ferrari 275 GTP. Same block... Same base engine.
But this in a 400, they were four-seater. You can get them as an auto as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a, the four-seater Ferraris often don't fare that well, at least for a long time anyway. But someone has put an 812 engine in it. And not only that, they've put an 812 engine on ITBs.
You're man of my dreams.
Which is, I saw it and I couldn't quite believe my eyes because one, where the hell have you got just a random 812 engine from and then gone, I'll just whack some ITVs on it.
Because in my head, an 812 is just like an F12. It's just an evolution. It's the next generation. But they're incredibly rare, right? Like they are, they're what?
812s are relatively pop common.
Are they?
Yeah.
Because I thought they were still like £300,000-£400,000. I thought they were still bred.
Oh, they're still expensive, yeah, but they're not. They're not mass produced, but you know, they're not like a limited, it's not like the competition or whatever like that. But yeah, it's, I still imagine that an engine doesn't come up that often unless you're going to buy a crate engine or whatever else. But yeah, I don't know if Ferrari would sell you an engine even for something like this.
I love the idea and I love the engine, but I think it's one of the most god-awful looking things on earth. It's worse than a normal 400 for me by a long way.
I would like it if it didn't have that lip.
Those wheels, that if you don't know, imagine a Scirocco on bowler wheels that you've seen in your McDonald's car park. It's those.
I don't actually mind that. It's just that rear lip.
It's oh
who
god!
Who'd stop designing that rear lip and went? Well, it's square.
If that square had been a like a standard 400i, maybe with some just like flared arches and stuff, I'd be fine with it.
But, oh, and the other thing is, it's a gated manual.
It's a gated manual.
That was the other thing that really really shocked me because that is an 812 engine, which famously doesn't have a manual option with a manual gearbox. We were talking about Aventadors and stuff doing that. So when someone doing that, when someone whacking an Aventador engine in a Yalpa or something, and then
I wonder if that's got like a 550 manual coming off of it, because that's going to be the easiest way to mate up a manual to that sort of engine.
Well, it sounds unbelievable.
Now you know what it got me frothing for the 550.
Yeah,
I was like, that is cool. Should we talk about your wheels?
My wheels.
We don't want to talk about them yet.
My Chinese wheels.
Yeah,
yeah. We can talk about my Chinese wheels. I'm waiting on some Chinese wheels
because I've also started a process.
I've ordered. Do you know what? Actually, I'm going to blame my dad for this. My dad got into the rabbit hole of Alibaba and AliExpress, and some of you are going, "Yeah, you can't do that. It's rubbish." But there are actually some good things on there, or at least I'm willing to test. My dad has bought a big brake kit from there.
Yeah.
and some seats and a bunch of other bits. So, and they've actually turned out to be really, really good.
What is it for people that don't understand?
So, Alec, it's made, all the stuff is made in China.
But wholesale, yeah. Buying wholesale, it's, from Chinese factories.
Yeah, directly from. Now, you will find a lot of the time, the stuff you're buying on there is the same stuff you're buying here.
There is
but without a brand. So things like CarPlay units, head units, even things like, even wheels. There are lots of wheel companies.
Why do you keep laughing?
Those aren't the same thing?
What?
CarPlay units and head units?
Nope.
No.
No?
Not the same.
Not necessarily.
Okay, continue.
CarPlay unit, you could buy a box that goes behind that, plugs into the head unit.
Yeah.
Like what we did in the Jag. You know, oh, the one you were there for, yeah.
I was there for
Tough one. Yeah, so all of that stuff, there will be companies here selling that for £600, £700, £800.
But they've
but
just
then the Chinese
it from
supplier
them.
Will be selling it for £300. And a lot of the time it's a rebrand. And you get that with wheels, you get that with induction kits, you get that with exhaust. Not all the time.
No.
But from what I am seeing, a lot of the time there's a load of wheel brands here in the UK. They just sell Chinese wheels.
Yes.
They are a Chinese wheel. They buy them in bulk in a popular size for a car. They're not custom. And then they sell them at a profit. So I thought, I want some wheels for the CL.
Mm-hmm.
I've never bought brand new wheels or anything like that. But if I wanted a set of custom forged wheels, they're like the Maybach style ones, I'd be spending thousands.
Yeah.
The cheapest set I found used for like the genuine ones are about $5,000 or $6,000 in the US.
Yeah.
So once they're here, even more. And then there's a company in the US selling reps for £3,000.
Crazy.
Again, plus shipping, plus fees, whatever else. So I went onto Alibaba, found those wheels they're selling, £900.
Yeah. And you
and I said, you basically, it's not easy to sort of navigate it. You can't just go click buy, that's what I want. You kind of need to speak to someone. They'll find the right information, come back to you, blah, blah, blah.
Talking to them in the middle of the night.
Yeah, they send you. I got my tracking number through on Christmas morning. that was good. But basically, I said to them, I want 20-inch wheels. I want them 10J. I want them a slightly different offset.
Yeah.
So I literally designed, not designed the wheels, but I said, I want this offset, this bolt pattern, this size. And they were like, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Like
that. So since
I paid slightly more because it was a single order rather like than custom, bulk, but still.
So I've now, since doing that, I was thinking, I've been researching into the 550, and I've always wanted BBS E88, the coolest, to be honest, the coolest wheel on earth for me. But there is an issue. BBS E88s are $5,000 to $6,000 now, if you want an E46 fitment, all that sort of stuff. Now, there are a few on earth Ferrari fitment E88s. They're built for 360s, which means they don't really fit 550s. I thought, I wonder if there's going to be an E88 replica. It's just are in China. So I'm now speaking to a Chinese manufacturer to see if they will make me a Ferrari 550 specific set of E88s. Now, well, I have actually heard from a lot of people in Germany, these people close to the ground, the quality these days on a real set of E88s is not great.
Really?
It's not particularly great at all. Yeah. And you still spend the big money on it. So I'm willing to see what it's like.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to have a sticker on it that says these are fake. I'm a fake. I don't care. If I've got them and they look cool and they work and they're strong. Because Ed Bolian recently did the same thing for his Veyron. He couldn't get tyres made. So if you don't know, the Veyron has specific tyres. I think they're PAX tyres that fit to those wheels. You have to run them and they're now $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 and you have to wait for them to be made. You can't just have them. They are now, people are now making custom Veyron wheels that fit Chiron tyres. So that you may now use those. So Ed Bolian got a set of Chinese-made wheels made for his car. He got them tested, strength tested against an original Veyron wheel, and the Chinese wheels were double as strong. So he stuck them on his car and went to 200 miles an hour, and they're fine.
Yeah.
So if it's good enough for a Veyron, it'll be good enough for me doing skids in a 550. So I'm excited to see what comes up with that.
You have to be careful because, again, there will be some out there that aren't. Some of them you might order and you'll get a picture of the wheels turn up in 6 months or something.
1:18 scale.
So you do have to do your research. But there are people out there who have been doing the research. They have already ordered the bits, so you know where to go. The
reviews.
The brakes that my dad got, they look unbelievable. Obviously, there's a slight concern. They are brakes.
Yeah.
But they are 6-port, or they might even be 8-port, I can't remember, but they are massive Brembos with 2-piece discs, like a fraction of the cost.
Yeah.
And I actually think there are a lot of brake manufacturers, again, companies in the UK that will sell you a brake kit, and it's just that brake kit.
Yeah.
It's just that brake kit with their logo
rebranded
on it, the exact same thing. So I can see why people do sort of sneer when they hear you, but I've bought this from there, because there are some seats. Yeah. That's the next thing I really want to test. Again, that's something my dad's just doing the testing for us. He's just buying the stuff. So he's bought a set of CF Sportsters. Custom. You can have whatever you want.
Yeah.
You can have, I want it to be full Alcantara. I want it to be green. I want it to be this. You can have whatever you want. So I'm going to see what they look like when they turn up. But you can buy McLaren Senna seats. There's 918 like Vysak seats. Crazy. There are just all sorts of seats on there for a fraction of the cost of... But it does get injured. When you start going on, they go, what else can I buy?
I did the same thing. I just started looking at the 88s and went, what are the wheels you got on here?
They did have random listings. Like I was searching. I wanted to see if they had Superleggera seats. I was like, I'll buy fake ones of those. They don't. But they do. It's like Lamborghini Gallardo 2004 used £3,000. It's just a press photo of a Gallardo. I'm like, what do I get if I buy that? If I was rich enough, I go, what do I get for that? What stands up if I buy that? Yeah.
Great.
But yeah, there's like Aventadors, all sorts. But yeah, there are some interesting things on there. So have
throw,
a test.
Throw down in the comments if you have bought anything like that. What were the experience like? Because I've been pretty careful about if it doesn't have any reviews, there's no one who clearly has got the thing that they've asked for and gone, oh yeah, this is it arrived. Yeah. I'm not going near it.
Mine are on a ship right now, but my centre caps arrived.
Oh yeah.
So my centre caps are here waiting for the wheels and I cannot wait.
Is hopefully there an estimation on your time?
Ship.
Boat.
Does it say where the ship is?
Boat. I think it's on the water.
Okay, can which you, water?
I hope.
Do you have the name? Because I did it with my Delta when the Delta came over. I tracked the boat and every day I watched it.
There are some translation issues sometimes.
Okay.
I gave them the address multiple times and they said on Christmas morning, here's your tracking number with a different postcode. I said, that is a different postcode. It'll be going to a neighbor. And they go, why do I have four Maybach wheels? So yeah, but I'm excited for that. I might get four square wheels. I have no idea.
Hey, square steering wheel from China. This just in.
Ben, you put in a screenshot here. And I'm going to read it.
Yes, please read it.
The screenshot is from a viewer, a subscriber, a follower, a listener called MPA Wood or MPA Wood or MPA Wood.
Woody.
It says, following on from the 1 minute speech thing, what would your 10 motoring commandments be in the cream religion?
Oh, that's a very good question.
10 could be too many. What are the
real life commandments?
How about we each take...
three each.
How about we each take a turn.
Okay.
And then we'll agree on a final one altogether.
Okay.
Ben, you'd like to start us. Is thou shalt not.
Thou shalt... I want to figure out what are the...
Oh, you want
what
to
are the
them?
Real Ten Commandments?
Well, I mean, just so we shall not murder, base. Shall not covet thy, thy neighbour's wife, all those...
You can't say thou shalt not covet your mate's car.
You can do that.
It's actually quite nice.
It's quite nice to say that.
I've got one.
Okay, please go ahead. Start us.
Thou shalt not rev his mate's car when it's cold.
Okay,
that's nice.
I can hear that.
I think that should just be any car.
Yeah.
Particularly someone you care about.
But what about just like any car?
Actually, yeah, any car.
Yeah.
Now okay. It's not rev a car.
Like you could do it, just your own car's fine.
Your own car's fine. Yeah, because it's your car.
Car transporters. I'm not religious. I'm not following that.
Go on.
Thou shall be honest on Facebook Marketplace ads.
Fair. Now, but that's... Well, you are... It's making the potential pool is shrinking by the moment. You know, it's lovely to wish, but it's just not possible.
Thou shalt not sit in the middle lane.
Number one. I think
classic will.
Or you'll get, you know, King Charles with a machine gun.
Thou shalt merge at 70.
Fair. That's a great one.
But on any road, doesn't matter. Even if it's 30 or 40 or something.
Mate, 70. Speed it up.
Thou shalt not report on Waze. The traffic officers as police.
You know what, Ben?
I'm hearing that.
Ben, you are a great man.
And if you do?
Do you know what? You should get some disciples or something. I follow you.
Or fog.
Fog.
Fog. If you report fog, you're going straight to hell, you clown.
Do you know what? Thou shalt wipe down the diesel pumps in the petrol station.
That's
whack.
For you, thou shalt glove up.
Well, I didn't earlier. Did you see? I filled the ML up earlier.
Petrol though, mate. You did put petrol in it, right?
For some reason I thought it was diesel. So
thou shalt not desire thy neighbour's house.
That seems a bit weird, doesn't it? Will in the congregation. Hold on. Just a quick one.
Thou shalt not kill. That seems quite... I must remember the Sabbath day. Or what sort of day should we remember?
Sunday. Sabbath. Yeah, Sunday.
Remember Sunday night. Sunday at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Not because it's happening now, no, but because it did happen.
You know what? That's that goes a little bit, it goes a little bit into lest we forget.
Yeah.
On that, where it's, look,
a bit of minute silence.
Even though they're not with us now, always remember what they did for us.
That's fair.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
Is that depicting, I think, God or sort of something like that?
Right. Replicas.
Oh, like fair, that. Yeah.
Oh, fair. Yeah.
Now,
if that ends cobras and stuff.
Thou shalt not up badge.
Like that.
Lovely.
Do like that.
In there.
I don't know where we're at on numbers.
Maybe 5 or 6.
You know what? It doesn't matter. We can have as many as we want.
It's our commandments. Yeah.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Well, I would say, no, that's fine.
That means,
you can be into bikes and
that
things.
That means you can't
accept. Fine.
That means you can't say that.
But they're the commandments.
Very nice. Now, someone's got to have done that, right?
The 10 commandments, they must exist. Surely that's a 2011 Carthrop article.
Or a forum.
Yeah, surely. It's a little BuzzFeed thing. What else we got? We got this middle lane hogging Armstrong on. I'd have that fairly strong.
Lend thy hand. If you see someone on the side of the road with the hurt car, you lend thy hand.
Do you know what? I have a weird want for that. I always like the idea of stopping people. It never happens.
I helped an old... I talked about the old woman, didn't I?
No.
Ages. It was ages ago. This was when I lived in North... There was an old... She was old. Old. Like, she was 90-something. But she was driving a TT 180.
Oh, yeah. No, you did say about this. Yeah.
And I stopped and I thought, great, I've met a new human.
Ben, do you want to tell your story that you said you weren't going to tell us that happened, like, last... The man that you...
Oh, the man that flipped his car.
This is crazy.
Flipped his car.
Now, this is mental because we talk to each other. On a podcast, no less.
Yeah.
We're talking about cars and what such. And Ben the other day went, I remember when I pulled that guy out of the car. I
was like, what?
We're talking about. And Ben went, guy flipped his car and helped pull them out. It saved his life. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Saved his life.
You actually did say saved his life.
That was sarcastic, story. To be fair, I said that.
So tell a story, please.
I was coming back actually from a podcast filming and I went home a different way.
It was recent.
Yeah, it was probably November. Maybe. And it was just before I saw the X5, because I was in the X5. And I was driving, I went a different way home to normal.
Right.
And I was driving down this country lane, and I pulled around this corner, and I saw loads of shrapnel on the road. And I was like, that's odd. That's weird. I slowed down.
It's a gunfight.
Yeah.
You were in a movie where they lay out a thing. It's like they've laid out the crumbs for you, and you go, I'll follow this trail.
But it was really very dark, so I couldn't see much. And I could just see in the distance.
Was it dark outside?
Yeah, nighttime.
Okay, that makes sense then.
I could see in the distance, not a car, but I could see where some flashing was happening of lights.
Okay, good. I'm glad you cleared
hazards,
that.
But I couldn't see the car. And I went around the corner a bit more. And as I went around the corner, just this absolute chaos ensued. A Fiesta.
Which gen?
The one after what we had, Mark 7.
Mark 7,
yeah. Like a 1-point.
Early one.
Yeah. I don't actually check the bumper, but I assume so. Mm. It was upside down after.
Not an ST or anything.
Well, you could have checked the other
side.
No,
and I was like, oh, what's happening here? And there were a couple of... Well, I was.
Many else. Someone's having some trouble.
Everything okay there?
So I've never done this before. I got out of the car, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go have a look, see if this guy's okay. And there was two other people, a man and a woman, who weren't together. They were just they just arrived at the same time. And I'll be honest with you, not really doing much, sort of just like, oh man, that's a man. And I heard a guy shout and I was like, what? It turns out the guy had flipped the car. It literally probably happened 2 minutes before, was inside the car. And obviously, you know where the seatbelt locks in?
Yeah.
He was hanging upside down from the seatbelt and couldn't get out and was hurting himself and stuff. And I was like,
he was hurting himself.
You said, sorry. Now, my question to you, what is the first thing you said to him? Do you remember?
Hello.
Did you hit him with hello?
I said, mate, I'm trying to get home right now. Can you move?
Did you give him, park there?
This is quite selfish, if you're honest.
Yeah, I did. No, I don't know what I said, but I basically, the gist of it was he was in there and he was a...
Surely you remember what you said.
He was probably, I said, hello, mate, you're all right, something like that.
Hello, mate.
Hello, mate, you have a good day or been busy today?
That's not how he's driven. That's not right. No, I said, I was like, you're right. And he was like...
Mate, it goes a lot faster if you drive it.
He was a
bat.
I can't describe.
I'm Australian.
He was quite agitated by what had happened.
I would, you know what, Ben? I struggle sometimes to put myself in people's shoes, but I can actually imagine.
Not like upset. He was just
angry.
Really, he was just like
bloody hell.
Kind of angry, yeah, but not like angry at anyone. It was kind of a weird vibe. Anyway, I said, I was like, what's up type thing. And he said,
you tried to dap him up.
My G.
I basically said, he was a young, he was similar to me, he's like a young tradesman guy. So he said, okay. He said, in the back of the car, there is a toolbox. He said, can you get me?
Do you reckon you could fix this? Mate, if I just, I'll sit in the seat. If you could just fix whatever's broken, then I'll get on my way.
This is all going on. He's still in the seat.
Upside down. Like fully upside down, like hanging from the ceiling. And he said, he was like, can you get, I've got a Stanley knife in the back. Can you get it for me? And I can cut myself out. I was like, cool. Funny thing that did happen. I opened the boot, but obviously like I would open the boot.
That did everything fall out.
Everything. Forgetting as well that gravity existed. So I opened the boot as if it was a car. It just plopped open. And then everything fell out. And I was like, I was kind of like, not panicking. I was like, I need to get this guy out. I was shifting through his stuff. And I'm going to see it. His toolbox was completely concealed. And it was a pile of tools after that. I opened it and it just all fell out upside down everywhere.
Can I throw something out there?
Yeah.
Can't you just undo the seatbelt?
He couldn't get to it. I don't know what it was.
I think also sometimes the pressure, the pressure of your body holds it from, you know, if like when it's clicked in, you can't unclick it without releasing pressure.
Level that's why you shouldn't wear a seatbelt.
I assume he tried that.
I don't think
he gets them every night and goes, I've got to cut myself out of the car again, am I?
He rolled over and went, well, I guess I'll wait until some man comes up to the door.
That's why I keep the Stanley knife in the boot.
Anyway, I go for a toolbox, get it over accidentally, but I was like, you know what, there's already a mess here, so realistically, what was I doing?
Are you kicking my stuff around back there?
No, I was trying to help him.
Doing it. Oh, that's lovely, I'll say that.
I sort of thought, like, bolts going all over the road. I mean, there's a car upside down, this guy. I was like, I'm just going to prioritize this dude.
He had bolts
like, yeah, because it was like the top. It was the top of the toolbox. You know, when the people were
there were wheel bolts. That's why you've crashed.
You know when you keep like spare screws and bolts and that sort of thing in the top. That bit was what fell open. So they went
everywhere.
The pile. I felt a bit bad, but at the same time, I was like, well, this guy needs help. So I couldn't find the Stanley blade. So what I found was an angle grinder. So he
hold on.
Yeah,
a battery powered angle grinder.
Yeah.
Okay, and he used that.
I said to him, I can't find it, and he was start describing the toolbox, and I was like, after they're like, well, I'm not being funny. You can't be like, oh, it's on the top shelf, isn't that? You're upside down. So
you do a handstand so you can get it from the right perspective.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I have an angle grinder here. And he was like, I'll do. And luckily, he didn't ask me to do it because I've actually never used an angle grinder before. I don't want to embarrass myself.
He grounded himself out.
You know what? Kind of cool. Yeah. Kind of sick.
Yeah, he also fell directly on his head.
That's not great.
Which, like, not in like a way he hurt himself. It was, because obviously he was hanging upside down and he's a fairly big guy. So he only fell like probably 2 inches. But he just sort of flopped onto his head, and then he got out, and I was like, "You okay?" And he wasn't hurt at all. And then, but he also he was like, "My dad's gonna kill me." I was like, "But your legs okay?"
How did you do it?
Now,
well, what he'd done was essentially the corner is it goes. The road actually in that area is quite open, but there is one hill, and you go sort of round, sort of down to the left, and then to the right. No, down to the right and to the left.
Pro describe corners.
But what I'm saying is there's one hill on one side. And I think what he'd done is he went up the hill and had like flipped over. But one thing he did say to me, and which was quite funny, I can't lie. He said to me, I said, "You okay?" And he said, "Mate, it's these tires."
And you turned around and it said, "Kapatos."
He said, "I've just had new tires put on the rear." And he said, "They're not worn in properly, not bedded in." And I was like, I looked at him and I was like, now I'm the driver here. But there actually is down the road from where he crashed, like half a mile away, a tire shop.
Okay.
So I thought...
Also, sorry, to the speed to roll it, he left the tire shop at max.
That's what I was saying. The only way that would happen, because I know you got to bed in tires a little bit, you would have literally had to go from going nothing to 90 miles an hour around this corner. He I don't know whether he had a couple of beers or he was looking.
Yeah, rally start.
Yeah. Yeah,
three,
like,
two, one...
He's your key, sir. Oh, thanks. Anyway,
also, it was like 11 p.m. So anyway, he said that to me and I was like, okay, well, at this point, and he was kind of agitated and I was like, he's fine.
Now, so my final question to you is how long before you left?
Not long.
There was
I'm a big believer in too many cooks, you know, spoiled
broth.
There was like a dude there that was trying to help him as well who had arrived afterwards. There was a lady who was calling the police and the ambulance. And I was like,
So it was the only car involved?
Yeah, I'm not accusing him. It might have been a genuine accident. It was somewhat cold and a bit wet, but like I feel like maybe you were driving.
So you got the guy out of the car.
Yeah, he got up and I was like, mate, you're right. And then all he wanted was to call his dad and have a cigarette.
Okay.
And I was like, well, I mean, if you're like that, you're probably fine. And he wasn't limping, he was fine.
So it was at that point that you just went...
I looked around and I was like, well, you're on the phone, you're talking to him, he's like agitated, I'm tired.
Did you say thanks?
He didn't say thanks to me.
You said, oh, I thought you asked if Ben said thanks.
No. Hey, thanks, Matt. I've got to go a different way home.
You know what, mate? This was a great end to my day.
Did he say thanks? That would piss me off. I'd go and whack him back in the car.
No, he didn't say thanks.
That's bullshit. Now, I know you've had a little episode, but one, your fault. It was you. You did that.
It might, and then, hey, it might have been, there might have been a deer jumped in front of me. Actually, something could have happened. But to me,
in fairness, you didn't do anything.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't do much. You, what you did is made a mess.
Yeah. You literally messed his tools up and then he got himself out.
Oh, sorry. That's what Ben says. He doesn't say anything. Ben goes, oh, by the way, it's a mess to clean up there, dickhead.
And then, and then the guy goes, yeah, thanks for nothing. Jesus. What did you do? Summarise what you did.
I went into his toolbox, opened his boot, went into his toolbox,
so
found his
destroyed
tool.
His toolbox, livelihood gone.
Yep.
All over the road.
Tools
it wasn't
everywhere.
Broken. It was a few screws in the road. It wasn't that big of a deal.
Oh, cool. Okay. So someone will get a flat tire on the way around. Lovely.
Wildlife.
But I couldn't see him. I didn't know if he was like hanging by his neck. I don't know why he would be.
Oh, it was a slightly different attempt, was it?
No, I'm saying that like, was he in there like hurting him? He sounded like he was in pain.
Okay.
I think it was because the seatbelt.
What sort of sound?
Ow. It was going, ow.
Ben. Comic book noises, was it?
Ben.
Ooh.
I think he might be in pain.
Oof. Ouch.
I went in the toolbox.
You know what, Ben? Good job. Good for being a good Samaritan.
But I want to know how that hasn't... What's going on?
I don't understand.
We have a podcast here.
I did the same thing with my girlfriend. The next day...
She was upside down.
She's like making a cup of tea and I was like, yeah, a guy crashed his car yesterday. And she's like, oh, what, like badly? I was like, yeah, she's upside down the road. Like, and usually that's not a sort of thing I'd be really casual about, but I don't know why, I just...
But that's not very Ben law to cool. me.
Almost like you were involved in it somehow.
I wasn't involved in it, no. But I'm not accusing the guy. He might have, if in case he's a creamer, you know, I'm not saying that you crashed your car, you were drunk, you were doing anything.
There's
but
a creamer
to me,
listening
it,
right now.
It looked as if...
Also, you said, I'm not saying you crashed your car. Ben comes up to a car that's upside down. Look. I'm not saying you've crashed, right? Don't worry. Let's calm down. Look,
we all do that sometimes. People make mistakes. Sometimes you pirouette across a few lanes. And you either end up upside down or you don't.
But mate, you might have just come back to your car and it was like this and you just got in. And then only...
he's gone through one of them U-less portals or something.
Something's not right here.
No, he went from a left-hand lane up onto the verge and then onto his roof.
Okay.
And stopped. So, I mean...
That's quite impressive.
It was a movie maneuver, yeah. But anyway, he wasn't very happy. The vibe was kind of weird. He was quite angry and I was like...
Ben, it's like my girlfriend. The vibe's off. I don't like this. I'm leaving.
Well, I couldn't do anything to help.
Say thank you either.
I couldn't do anything to help really at that point. And the vibe is a little bit tense. And I was like, well...
What he did is he just supplied an angry man with a sort of sharp weapon.
He was hanging... I'm not saying I didn't like give him CPR, but I think I contributed. Also,
there's a rifle in the boot. Could you just go and get that for me?
The other people that were there had got there before I had. And no one had called
and didn't
the
do anything.
Well, they were like sort of there like... I was like, well, cool. I didn't say anything to them. But I was like... I was kind of focused on helping him initially, but surely you call the police or ambulance or at least try. Another guy did try and help me with the toolbox and it didn't make it worse. So
the other people were in the vicinity.
By the time I was done with that and I was on my way home, I had to do a 3-point turn and drive past a lot of cars that were parked. So there was loads of people there and the police were coming and he was fine.
They went, my God, is that Ben from the Cream podcast?
I did actually.
He just saved that man with an angle grinder.
Can I say something?
It was like a Spider-Man scene.
I actually did feel really bad about his toolbox. Like genuinely.
Why?
Because I felt like, I've made his bad day worse.
What tools were they?
Imagine if.
What tools were they?
Makita.
Okay.
But imagine if you just flipped your car and then you realize you've got to deal with the insurance. Your dad, because he kept mentioning his dad, you sort of maybe like a little bit hurt your shoulder or something, and then you got to pick up each individual screw and find the right thing for it in the dark.
The better part is the fact that he was still hanging there upside down, heard you open the boot and heard everything go everywhere. Yeah. And probably a small part of his mind went, why did I ask this guy?
Well, it wasn't like it was neatly stacked, was it? He just turned his car upside down.
How bad was it? Quite badly damaged? Was it like a big roll, like caved in roof? Or was it sort of skid along the roof type thing?
Sliding down the road on its back for ages.
References.
That's an Alan Partridge.
But he... Well, the roof wasn't... I mean, the roof... I don't think the roof you could... I think if you took the whip on your car, they'd find it. But it wasn't... It was... I don't know if it was...
Rolled car.
It wasn't... Like his head was
how many times do you reckon he just sort of rolled onto the roof?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It wasn't a multiple, you know.
No, it wasn't like a James Bond running a corner type beat.
No, he wasn't trying to avoid her in the race.
Sort of in like a low slung sports car and just flips.
I haven't told you that.
But crazy one to share with
crazy
trainers.
Ben lore to add to the story.
Also, it sounds, now I'm saying it like this randomly, it sounds like a lie.
It's the least Ben thing I've ever heard.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, because you added enough layers of the fact that you inconvenienced this man, which I believe.
Yeah. Why would you admit that in a lie?
Yeah, basically, I ruined his toolbox.
No, his tools were fine. It just
how screens. Amazing would that be if that was a listener? They had a crash. They flipped upside down. Ben, and they opened a door and it's Ben.
I would assume that I was dead. I'd go, what sort of messed up afterlife is this?
I'm in an angle grinder. Yeah. Why? No reason.
Do you know what? You're trying to do one good thing.
Shout out to you, Ben.
You know what? You're due some karma.
You know what, Ben? You stepped up.
Yeah, do you know what? If
thou shalt assist.
The gods of Daly's at this point. Surely
you lent a hand.
You lent a hand to your fellow neighbour. And that's a good thing.
Yeah. We have one last thing to speak on. It's massive. We've been waiting for this the whole time. It's just another piece of news from Ben. Okay. It's GR are now a separate car brand.
Yeah, I saw this. Apparently, GR are now a separate car brand.
No what? Way. So GR... Okay.
So as far as I'm aware, you know they kept calling it the GR GT?
Yes.
The sports car. Not good. A Toyota GR GT, just a GR GT. Apparently, and I grant, I haven't done a huge amount of research on this, so it's probably...
Well, obviously.
Yeah, it's good that saying. They're now making GR a separate brand within the Toyota Lexus realm. So it was sitting between Toyota and Lexus as a sporty brand.
What now, here's my question. That? Does it now mean that that is now called the GR GT as the model, or is it called the GR GR GT?
Gregor, the Greg GT.
Let me pull up the article I read.
Because now everything will be, this is the GR GR Yaris, the GR GR GT. Stop.
I don't understand.
But if it's the other way around... Just calling it the GT is a little bit meh.
Yeah, this is the GT.
You can't just call it a GT.
Oh, sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. With Shopify, 2026 is the year you make it happen. It gives you the tools to build your dream store, online and in person. Plus, with marketing built in, it'll help you reach exactly who you need to. Join the millions who've already made the leap, like Gymshark and Allbirds. And ring in the new year with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial at shopify.co.uk/Spotify.
Just lazy, is it?
Ford? Okay. Hey, yo, whoa. So,
it is officially the fifth pillar in the...
Lexus Toyota.
Yep. Keep going.
GRGT.
GR, can I be
GR.
One?
That's a Gazoo, is that? No, that's
Gazoo.
Still...
Gazoo Racing is GT.
Is part of that.
GR, sorry.
What am I missing?
You've got Daihatsu.
What?
And you've got Century.
So Century is now... So
we've got, basically, you've got your Toyotas.
I had no idea about Daihatsu, by the way. No idea.
Toyota car brand.
Yes.
Yep.
Then you have GR, which with a sporty brand. Mm-hmm. Lexus, I guess they're sporty / luxury brand.
Yes.
Luxury.
Century is their ultra luxury, which is their V12 big boy.
Porsche, but that's not separate.
So Century, I didn't know that.
Yeah, apparently that's new as well.
Crazy.
And Daihatsu, I would assume, even more budget cars than Toyota?
Well, I wouldn't say Toyota's mid-level, really.
Oh, like, okay. They budget cars. Yeah. Like, it's there. Yeah, so...
To Ben.
It's called GR GT.
Yeah, drop in the ocean.
But GT.
So it's just called the GT.
So but by GR.
GT by GR.
GT by GR.
Like it's an aftershave. That's rubbish.
And just we need some French GT by GR.
But I think that's
some
cool.
Some stupid advert with Johnny Depp walking around the desert.
Because it's the same thing people would do with the Nissan GT, like the R35 and stuff. You'd always see them debadge because they only have one Nissan badge on the rear boot lid, right? Yeah. Everyone take them off because people would go, I actually experienced this once. I was at Motorpoint Arena in Cardiff queuing for a concert and a very nice, what's it called? 2017 face.
ABA.
One of those came past in white, the launch spec. And there was literally a girl in front of me. Her boyfriend went, oh, look at that. And she just went, that's just the Nissan. So I was like, okay, I can't get. And from that point, I was like, I can't get why you removed that because people have some sort of badge.
And the wheels, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Wheels.
But what I'm saying.
They don't say it anywhere inside.
But what I mean is, you take that off the back, people think it's some sort of fancy. It's then got just the GTR logo, people think it's fancy. So I get it. If you're at GRGT, if people see a Toyota badge, they might be a bit put off by that. But if they see a little GR...
Yeah, but Toyota's been making sports cars for eons.
Yeah, but think about a rich dude that wants to look cool. And he sees that long
But
boy.
He knows. But like, you're not fooling a rich guy who's
also
rich.
I don't think any rich guy is going to beeline for a Toyota GRGT. That's a you're in the know if you're buying one of those.
But picture this. You're a rich guy. You're in the market for a sports car and someone goes, oh, have you seen this? And you go, oh, what's that? And you go, oh, it's Toyota. They're going to go, ew.
Yeah, but then
you say it's GR, and you go, what the hell is that? Oh, it's Toyota's brand.
Yeah, it's a new brand of it's Gazoo Racing. racing.
Which comes from...
But you'd say, it's a Toyota.
Yeah, but people don't look at a Lexus and go, oh, ugh, ugh. They go,
who,
Lexus.
Who are they fooling other than themselves?
But it's a marketing
thing. Not us.
Thing.
Yeah, I just don't get it. I don't think it's worth it.
Well, you wouldn't care because you're a car enthusiast. But like the average, I think a GRGT is priced at a point where you're going to get
Cupra,
people.
Because Cupra, they did it with Cupra, didn't they?
Yeah.
And that seems to be, I don't know, sales
actually,
figures
I
and
think
stuff.
I think Cupra's done quite well.
Because I see Cupras all the time.
Yeah.
And just
I think that,
Cupra.
And it has been, that was a spin-off of Seat as a more luxury version. So perhaps it was.
So perhaps, who else, what else could you have? Just have a GTI brand.
Yeah.
GTI.
M. This is the M.
I mean, Genesis.
3.
All right. I like that.
Well, Genesis is a spin-off of its luxury.
No, I know, but I'm saying right? Genesis are now going, we're Genesis, and we're making the M series.
Right. Yeah.
M cars,
what else have
perhaps.
SRT.
Well,
SRT was, Mercedes did convert to AMG. AMG was their own model.
That's cool.
Well.
Mercedes AMG was separate.
Yeah.
I always used to baffle me because I used to go into Forza. Yeah. I had to go into Mercedes-Benz and none of the cars I like were in there. And I go, it's Mercedes AMG.
To me, I don't care about badges, but to me... badges the animal are fine, but I mean I don't care about the badge and the car, but I think the average dude looking to buy like a sports car probably would if he didn't know.
I don't think so.
Think about people who bought Mercedes what they're called AMG GTs,
yeah,
right? I think that was mostly rich dudes. I don't think that was a lot.
The price point would say so,
100 grand
that's
car,
what I'm saying about that price range. I think that sort of guy you're going to get in a GRGT. It's not a £300,000 supercar.
But I think the audience on the car, regardless of the badge, is different anyway. You're looking for someone who is into car, an enthusiast is buying it because it's not a luxury item. An AMG GT is a luxury item regardless of the performance and all that sort of stuff.
That's true.
I don't think it'll sell that well.
I don't think so either.
I think it'll be a little bit like the NSX.
Yeah.
Even though it's a different level, but it's even worse. It's not ultra super cheap, but it's not.
Do you know what,
that
though,
groundbreaking? So it's weird.
I think though, part of the reason the NSX didn't work that well was because there wasn't actually that much pop culture.
Mm.
The reason the first NSX did so well is that it broke into pop culture everywhere.
Mm.
Like it was in loads of movies. It was around. Lots of celebrities had them.
Mm.
The NSX just kind of came out and just they went, yeah, it's a Top Gear review.
But the thing is, when the original NSX came out, it was like, this is a supercar competitor for a fraction of the price, and it had the end center thing.
No, of
and
course.
Whatever else. Whereas when the new NSX came out, it was like, oh, this is actually really expensive.
Yeah.
And also, it's actually not as good as the other stuff. Like, the other supercars were better. So it took it up a notch.
Yeah.
But it put it in this weird, like, I don't, who's buying?
No man's
it's
probably, land, yeah.
It will be unbelievably collectible because of that.
Oh,
now,
absolutely.
Because no one bought
buying
it.
Buying an NSX is a smart idea.
Yeah, it was a bit strange, that car.
But yeah, I think that'll be interesting to see what the GRGT ends up looking like. I'm excited to see them in the UK. I don't know if are we confirmed yet whether we get them or not? I don't know.
Yes.
We are getting them.
I don't know, I made it up.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll say so. I think we are.
Toyota UK listening to this. What?
And we're getting a press car, I heard.
I heard that.
We are.
Yeah.
Two.
Three.
Not sure about that.
Like an MR2.
But if we're asking Toyota, we're asking the wrong people.
Yeah, well, it's who's that?
They're going to go, GR.
Yeah. That's the one.
Because we wouldn't have a Toyota, we'd have a GR.
We'd email Toyota and they go, oh.
Who's that?
Never heard of that bloke is.
And then they turn around and it's the same guy. Hi, how can I help you?
He's just got a moustache on.
Right, I think that's a good place to wrap it up. We will see you next week, as always, for episode 66.
66
of the Root. Cars Rule Everything Around Me podcast. Let us know your rules and ruins in the comments. And as always...
House real big.
Danny DeMiro wasn't wearing shoes.
He's not got them. Doesn't have them.
He was in socks.
Sold them, actually.